Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Owens. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Casco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel is walked intentionally. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks scores. Bertel moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Claude Raymond now pitching. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to third for the out. Cowan moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bruce now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Brock steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cowan is walked intentionally. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-3 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Rogers moves to third. Cowan moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Nottebart now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers moves to second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cowan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Cubs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-4 in the game. Buell takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-5 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.